Convicted Unabomber Ted Kaczynski has made the news again. The mathematician turned serial bomber is complaining about the use of his cabin in an exhibit at the museum in Washington, D.C. The museum is dedicated to the history and meaning of journalism, and the cabin is part of the show G-Men and Journalists, Top News Stories of the FBI's First Century. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The Unabomber confounded the FBI for 17 years. It wasn't until the Washington Post published his rambling manifesto in 1995 that he was discovered and captured. Susan Bennett is deputy director of the museum.
It's an incredible news story because he was caught basically with the cooperation of the news media.
The cabin is at the museum on loan from the FBI. In this tiny space in the wilds of Montana, Ted Kaczynski built bombs that killed three people and injured 23 others.
He was very careful in making sure that the bombs that he built in this cabin were untraceable. He filed off serial numbers off of batteries, but when the FBI came in here to raid the cabin, they found an already assembled pipe bomb under his bed.
What got the FBI to the cabin was an unusual level of involvement from the news media.
It was obviously a very somber time for us because the Unabomber had demonstrated that he would indeed kill people.
Leonard Downey is executive editor of the Washington Post. He says the Post and the New York Times both received the Unabomber's 35,000-word manifesto and a demand that it be published. Downey and publisher Don Graham and their counterparts at the New York Times met with the heads of the FBI and the Justice Department. Ultimately, the newspapers decided the Unabomber's manifesto would run as its own separate insert in the Washington Post only.
It was a controversial decision because some people thought that newspapers shouldn't cooperate in any fashion with either the Unabomber's demands or the requests of law enforcement. But I felt comfortable as an editor that we had not done anything untoward with our news columns in this situation.
And the results were astonishing. The Unabomber's brother read the newspaper, recognized his brother's style, and contacted the authorities. Kaczynski is now serving a life sentence in federal prison. When he saw an ad for the museum earlier this summer that featured his cabin, he wrote a letter to a federal appeals court objecting. He implies that the display is a violation of his victim's privacy. The letter was first published by SmokingGun.com. Nicholas Sweeno was one of Kaczynski's victims when he was a research assistant at the University of Michigan. He says he has no problem with the cabin being displayed at the museum, though he believes some Unabomber victims who were injured more severely might disagree. As for Kaczynski's letter,
he's just being Ted Kaczynski. You know, I think he's just doing something to, you know, keep himself busy, to object to what the government does and keep his hand in it. Honestly, I don't think he cares about the victim's privacy rights.
In fact, Kaczynski's letter has probably drawn more attention to them, himself, and the museum, which has no intention of removing the cabin from the exhibition, which runs until June of next year. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.